Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and I hope you're having a good day. I believe God has you here for a purpose. I believe you're going to be encouraged today. I want you to know this hour we'll be taking some calls to stand with you, pray with you if you need some encouragement. If you listen often enough, you've read any of my stuff, you know that I have battled Lyme disease off and on my whole adult life. In fact, it was, let me think, 27 years ago around this time I was pregnant. I've been on bed rest for 6 months with a high-risk pregnancy, and my doctor said, you know what, you haven't contracted for a couple of days. Why don't you go ahead and get up and test the waters? It was a fall day, just like this time of year. I'm 6 months along, and I was very careful. Met some girlfriends from college. We walked along a fall path and had lunch, and by nighttime, I was contracting back in bed. 2 weeks from that outing, my face started to go numb. I got pins and needles shooting down my arm. Long story short, a lot of you know this, that was the day, the one day up that the deer tick got a hold of me and dropped off. I never saw it, and I went a year undiagnosed. And the longer you go undiagnosed with Lyme's, the more of a mess it makes of your health. Well, today I'm going to talk with a young woman who also went undiagnosed for quite a while. And I'm telling you, I read her story, and I heard exactly the same things from doctors she heard, where you're anxious, you're depressed, you're tired, you're a young mom, but you know deep in your soul that something's not right in your body. You know the difference between tired and something that's overtaking your body and diminishing your health. Lindsay Wheeler joins me today. And you know how I learned about her? We've had Jenny Allen on the show plenty of times, and I've done a couple of speaking events with Jenny. And she and I were talking backstage one day, and we were talking about my health challenges. And she said, you have got to meet my friend. She battles Lyme's, and a ministry has just been born out of the ashes of her pain. I can't wait for you to meet Lindsay, but I want you to first hear this audio clip that's on her website that gives a little bit of a backstory of her ministry, Bottle of Tears. She's on this. We'll hook this up on the show page. She's on this video with her dear husband. But listen in.
I'm Lindsay, and I'm mom to one of the cutest Guatemalan divas in the world, Eliana. And I'm wife to the greatest man on the planet, obviously, Chris.
It's clear.
About 12 years ago, I started getting just super sick. I remember coming to Chris and saying, okay, something's really wrong with me. And finally, I found an amazing doctor who looked at me and said, okay, we're going to figure this out. I remember going into her office and just saying, look, I feel like I'm dying and no one's listening to me. She calls me back and she says, well, okay, I've got your diagnosis, and it was Lyme disease. One specific night, a lot of my friends were at a women's conference, and I was laying in bed. It was one of the sickest weekends I've ever had. I remember one of the speakers looked, you know, right into my computer screen and said, have you disqualified yourself from the race? And I remember thinking, yes, I have. And, you know, I started praying at that moment, God, please, like, help me to love the people that are just like me. And immediately the Lord put a picture of a vintage bottle just in my head. I love the verse, Psalms 56:8. You keep track of all of my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle, and you've recorded each one in your book. Like, how profound is that scripture? And I thought, how cool would that be if I put a print of Psalm 56:8 into a vintage bottle and started sending these to people that were suffering and hurting all over the country?
So what is Bottle of Tears? How would you describe it?
Bottle of Tears is a place where you can go online and send a curated gift of hope to your friend or family that are really struggling. And when you are in an isolating position, mail is just gold. You look forward to that part of the day all day long.
If you could say one thing to someone who's hurting, what would it be?
We pretty much want things to have a bow on top. And my story just doesn't really have a pretty bow on top. I am still struggling. And actually, like, this entire shoot, I've felt terrible. And there have been moments that I just thought, I can't do this. Like, I can't tell my story. My brain is hurting. My head is hurting. Like, I can't do this. And I'm still in the midst of my grief. I'm still in the midst of so much pain. But I think the most beautiful part of all of this is that Jesus is still using me. And he wants to do that for you too. In your hardest, darkest, the thing that you think could never be shared, like, he wants to use you even in the midst of that because of that.
Isn't that a beautiful story? Let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Lindsay Wheeler is the founder of the online shop of curated gifts of hope called Bottle of Tears. You're going to love it. You'll have to visit the store because Lindsay is offering a coupon for our Live the Promise listeners. She'll tell you about that in a minute. She's been battling Lyme disease for more than 10 years, lives in daily expectation that God will one day heal her completely. And we prayed before the show. We're both in that camp. Lindsay wants to spread the message to all that she knows and meets that we're not alone. There is a purpose in our pain. God loves us. He sees us. And listen to this. Our stories are not over. I love that. Lindsay, so nice to meet you. I love you already.
So good to meet you too, Susie. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And we love to start our conversations, Lindsay, talking scripture and wondering if you either just have a life verse or one you've been thinking about these days that you can share with us.
Sure. Right now, I feel like Psalm 27, 13, and 14 has just been huge for me. And it says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And that has just been kind of my daily, you know, battle cry. Like, okay, God, today, like, I am going to be strong because of you and take heart. And the waiting can be hard, but I feel like he's reminding me of his sweet promises that he's there.
Lindsay, that was one of my anchor verses all the way through I will see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. And I think when you say those words out loud and your ears hear them, I mean, faith comes by hearing. And boy, it's powerful when your ears hear your own mouth say it. Well, if you wouldn't mind, give us a little backstory on where you were, what life was like when you first started to feel off, like you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, well, you know, about 12 years ago, I just started getting really sick, kind of like in the clip that you heard. And my body just started, I had so much migrating pain. And, you know, one day I would wake up and my head would just feel like I had a migraine headache for days. And then the next day I couldn't even make fists with my hands. And it was just such a weird place to be in, because at that point in my life, I was probably 27 or 28 years old. And I remember looking at my husband and saying, I feel like I'm 90. Like, I feel like something is so wrong with my body. And in the midst of that, just experiencing just crushing fatigue. And, you know, that was such a hard place, because my entire life, I love to, you know, be in people's lives and hanging out with people and loving and serving. And I was literally just, you know, bound to my bed at that point.
Wow. And so your first steps were what, Lindsay?
Well, it was a really long process of just going from doctor to doctor. And, you know, I remember going into some of the doctor's offices and them looking at me, and, you know, they ran tons of blood tests and they would say, you're fine. Like, this is all in your head, Lindsay. Mm. And I just remember, sobbing after every single doctor's appointment, knowing, like you said, that something is very wrong with me and no one's listening to me. And in the midst of this, my husband and I started adoption of our little girl in Guatemala. And so God was taking us on that journey, which was you know, just crazy and winding. And I ended up moving to Guatemala and living there for 5 months with her. And my health just continued to decline. And once we brought Eliana home to the U.S., I mean, every day was just getting worse and worse. And I remember going to this a new doctor, and I was telling her all of my symptoms. And, you know, at that point, I felt like a lot of my – I was having neurological symptoms and things like I, it's – as I sit here and talk to you, my brain's just not as quick as it used to be. But I remember the lady looked at me and she said, "Have you ever been tested for Lyme disease?" And at that point, I was like, "Is that from a tick?" Like, I honestly just had never really heard of it. And she tested me, and I was off the charts. So, Susie, I had been sick for, at that point, you know, 5 to 6 years of going undiagnosed. They had said I had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, you know, I was depressed. I mean, they would say all these different things, but it just wouldn't stick. And so, finally, we got that diagnosis. And I remember being in the car and going, "Yes, I finally have a diagnosis." And I was so excited because I was like, "I'm not crazy. I really have been sick," you know, and not even realizing what it was going to mean to have that, to have Lyme disease. So,
boy, well, we're going to pause here. And I remember reading on your website, and I remember feeling and saying the same thing, you know, finally some validation, because it's so humiliating to have such these wide array of symptoms and people looking at you like, "Are you a hypochondriac?" I mean, it's mortifying. Mm-hmm. And yet, in your case, you thought, "Yay, antibiotics, this is going to be good. I'm going to be done with it." That wasn't the case for you. We're going to hear the rest of that story on the other side. And just the birth of Bottle of Tears. And their website is bottleoftears.com. .com, is that right? Bottleoftears.com?
Yes,
sorry about that. So you want to visit their store, because we have one gift from her store. It's a vintage bottle with something inside. Email if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. If you need a word of encouragement, if you want to remember that God holds your tears in his heart and he keeps them in a bottle. More with Lindsay Wheeler when we come back. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Talking to Lindsay Wheeler. She is a woman, a wife, a mother, someone who's valiantly battling Lyme disease, and also the founder of the online shop of curated gifts called Bottle of Tears. In fact, let's pause on your story just for a moment so friends can know what Bottle of Tears is about, because I've got this gorgeous vintage bottle, and I want them to know somebody's going to win this precious gift. Start, if you would, just the birth of this ministry.
Sure, Susie. I remember I was supposed to go hear Jenny Allen. You were talking about her at the beginning, and the first IF conference in Austin, Texas. And I was supposed to be there to hear her, and was just so sick that weekend. And so was stuck literally just in my bed. And I remember having my computer open, listening to her online. And Jenny said something. She said, "Have you disqualified yourself from the race? Like, have you pulled yourself out and disqualified yourself?" And I remember just weeping at that point because I was so sick, and saying, "I have. I've disqualified myself, and I want to get back in the race. I want to love others the way that Jesus wants me to. And even if I'm stuck in bed, like, what does that look like, Lord?" And he just gave me this beautiful picture of a vintage bottle in my mind. And I've always loved Psalm 56:8, you know, that says, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle, and you've recorded each one in your book." And what a picture that God sees us, like, sees us in our pain, and that he cares about every single tear. I just think that's beautiful, especially when you're stuck, you know, in the midst of some painful experience. And so I went online, and Susie, I like bought a logo on Etsy for $5, and I had no business starting a small business, but I thought, that's something I can do from home. Like, I can create these little gifts of hope and start sending them to people around the country that are feeling the same way I am, that are grieving or hurting or feel stuck. And there's just so much suffering going on. And so I just literally started collecting vintage bottles, which I've always loved, but started collecting them and then got a beautiful print created with Psalm 56:8 on them. And I put them in every single vintage bottle. And my favorite part of getting to do Bottle of Tears is I get to pray over every single order that goes out to people. And there's just been so many stories. And, you know, there's a lot of pain, but it's been so beautiful watching others comfort their friends, you know, in the midst of the hard.
So. You know, and I want friends to know, so not only can you look at these vintage bottles with the scripture tucked in the bottle, she's got gorgeous jewelry, she's got printed pieces, and if not, he is still God, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, different passages of scripture, it's always darkest before the dawn. Is there a favorite of these pieces that seem to go off the shelf for you?
You know, actually, it's kind of like split between, I would say, people that have lost a loved one or that are, you know, are just in a deep, deep, dark period. Like, they usually are the ones that receive the bottles. People send those out because it's so powerful to have a tangible reminder sitting in front of you that Jesus sees your tears. And I know a lot of times, you know, I used to send flowers or give cupcakes to my friends that were sick or hurting, and this is something that they can have forever. So I would say the vintage bottles, the thing I sell the most, but I love also getting to have the prints, just they're all over my walls because I need to be reminded of God's truth, you know, on the days that I feel like I can't make it, you know, that this is just too much. It's so good to be reminded of his truth.
She's got a Martin Luther King Jr. print. Faith is taking the first step when you don't see the whole staircase, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Yeah. Just beautiful. Yeah. So this vintage bottle that I have, and this, it's got the scripture in it, is going to somebody, and I'm praying it's the right person. But maybe either you love somebody who's hurting right now, or you yourself just need a reminder that God is holding you close. Email me if you want in on the drawing so we can send this to the right person. God sees. He knows. I'm praying that the right person gets this. Susie@myfaithradio.com. But you're kind enough also to offer a special coupon for our listeners. Why don't you say a word about that, if you would?
Yeah, Susie, I would love to get to share this with people, but I made a coupon code that's LiveThePromise20, and you can go online to bottleoftears.com, and most people will go online and they will purchase a bottle and have it sent directly to the person. And in the notes section, you're able to leave just a special note of encouragement or, you know, your favorite verse to the person you're sending it to. So you're also getting to speak truth and life over them while you're sending the gift. And so just use the coupon code LiveThePromise20 for the next 2 weeks. And yeah, I would love to get to share comfort with as many people as I can. That's kind of been the thing that keeps driving me, is I want as many people to feel Jesus's hope in the midst of the suffering.
I got to say, Lindsay's got these teardrop earrings that are so stinking cute, but it's also such a reminder. Oh, they're so cute. Yeah. Just love them. I might be doing some Christmas shopping there, and you might want to too. Your prices are so fantastic. We've got about, I would say, 4.5 minutes or so before the break. So if you need to carry this answer over to the other side, please feel free. But you mentioned this in the clip that we played at the open of the show, the grief. I want you to talk about what grief has been like for you, because a 20-something doesn't expect to be sick. This is when you're normally in the prime, and I was in my 20s when I was hit with it as well. And the sense of loss, in contrast to your friends who have their health, is so staggering. I don't think people can even understand what that's like. Say what that's like for you.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being so full of life and involved in, you know, so many Bible studies and different groups in my church and being surrounded by community and friends. And literally overnight, all of that just was taken away from me, and, or it felt like it was taken away from me. And, you know, at that point, social media had started just, you know, being huge. So there's Facebook. And I remember, you know, seeing these pictures of these, my friends that were my age, their families, and they would go on trips and go on hikes and just the normal things that we take for granted, I couldn't do. And just really having to grieve that, Susie. I mean, every day just going, Lord, please, please, you know, just begging him for healing. But at the same time, having to kind of pull myself away from that so that I didn't fall into the comparison of, like, why is my life like this? And you know, there were such hard days where that you do fall into that kind of the hopelessness of going, is this the rest of my life, Jesus? Like, this is not what I saw for my life. I didn't see this. But he was so faithful to bring just little glimmers of hope exactly when I needed it. But I will say, Susie, in the midst of all this, I don't know about your story, but I did lose a lot of friendships and community, and it was a very lonely, isolating season of just being stuck at home. And a lot of why I started Bottle of Tears is because I don't want people to feel that. Like, I want them to feel loved no matter what season they're in. And like I said, mail is such a big deal for someone that's stuck at home, because it's like, maybe that one day someone's going to remember me and my pain. Maybe someone's going to send me, you know, a card or I'm thinking about you. And so that's why I love the fact that I get to mail these gifts, because I know that for the person on the other side that's receiving the gift, I know what that feels like. And it's just, it's gold. It's amazing to feel seen and loved in the midst of it.
We just got about a minute left, but do you have a favorite response from somebody who responded to just receiving a bottle from your store?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the coolest emails I got was a girl that had lost her sister, Amber, in a car wreck, and one of her friends sent her a bottle. And I did not have a clue any part of the story except that she lost her sister. And I sent her a Frank Safe Kidney and Liver Cure bottle from 1890. It's just a beautiful bottle. And I got this email back, and the girl said, Lindsay, you had no idea, but my sister donated two of her organs, and they were the kidney and liver. And those were the two things that were embossed on that bottle, Susie. And she said, I felt like Jesus had given me that bottle, just, you know, specifically that he'd made that bottle for her, just as she continues to grieve the death of her sister. And I just love that he's so in the details.
He's so in the details. Talking to Lindsay Wheeler, valiant fighter of Lyme disease, wife and mother, follower of Christ, and founder of the ministry Bottle of Tears. I'm telling you, you want to do some Christmas shopping on her website, bottleoftears.com. Got a gorgeous vintage bottle with a scripture tucked inside. For somebody, I want you to email me. Don't forget your mailing address. I'm seeing emails come in with no mailing address. I can't mail a bottle without a mailing address. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Name, mailing address, and we will be back in a moment. Even in the fire, I'm alive in you. You know what? His grace is sufficient for us. His power is made perfect in our weakness. He meets us in those low places through the valley of the shadow. He will not, no, never forsake us. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Honored to be talking to Lindsay Wheeler today. And I found out about Lindsay through our mutual friend, Jenny Allen, who we had on the show a handful of times. And backstage at an event that Jenny and I were both speaking at, we were talking Lyme disease, and she introduced me to her friend Lindsay, who's also in the midst of a Lyme disease battle, but in the midst of her own pain. God really birthed a beautiful ministry out of that pain, out of the ashes, and it's called Bottle of Tears. And the whole idea that Jesus collects our tears in a bottle and records them in a book. And she sends out these vintage bottles of scripture, but she's got more than that on her website. She's got darling, beautiful jewelry. She's got printed pieces. And this would just be such a meaningful place, I'm telling you, to go do some Christmas shopping. And she's so wonderful. For our Live the Promise listeners only, for the next 2 weeks, there's a code you can punch in if you end up purchasing anything on the website. You put Live the Promise 20, and that will give you a discount on your order at bottleoftears.com. Okay, so we're talking about just the grief process. And yes, you asked me before the break that did it affect friendships. It certainly did. I mean, it's when you go long-term like that in a battle, it's hard on everybody. Wondering how it was for your husband and what that was like in your relationship.
Yeah. Praise God. My husband has been just my best friend through all of it. Mm. And he is just determined to love and to walk through this with me and my daughter, because we also, in the midst of this, have dealt with a lot of trauma from her own adoption. So we've kind of had two things going on at the same time, my Lyme disease and then Eliana and her special needs. But my husband has just served. I tell him often, I'm like, Chris is a picture of Jesus on this earth like no one I have ever known. And he works at a church in Franklin, Tennessee, where we live, and comes home, Susie, and he cooks our meals. He does the laundry. He cleans our house, because all of that's been too hard for me. And he never complains. He doesn't grumble. I mean, nothing. And at the same time, loves me and Eliana just with all of his heart. And he works until late at night, just getting ourselves together here at the house, and then starts it all over the next day. And it's just been such a beautiful picture of Jesus's love for me. And I know for him, he didn't expect to probably marry someone with a chronic illness, but he said, I mean, he was like, this has made us stronger together. And he was like, I wouldn't take it back. I wouldn't do it any other way, which is just beautiful. And I know is rare, you know.
Yeah. My husband's very much the same. And I remember right in the midst of it, I told him, you married a lemon. You got to trade me in for one that works, you know.
And exactly.
But yeah. I'm telling you, I learned something about the love of the Father through the love of my husband. And it is such a testament in this day and age, Lindsay, when people, I hear this, I didn't sign up for this. And it's like, you know, yes, you did. When you said in sickness and in health. And people are quitting over such lesser things. You know, they get offended. Oh, I'm not feeling it anymore. I just... Oh, dear Lord, I feel like press in then and get a cause, get a vision, and it'll draw you together. Yeah. So I just applaud you guys for hanging in there. What's this thing done
and
to
our,
you?
I was going to say, our family verse has been Proverbs 14:13, that even in laughter, the heart may ache and the end of joy may be grief. And we've just loved that, like, even in the midst of the hardest days, we can laugh, you know, and Jesus keeps giving us, just like I said before, these little glimmers of hope, like keep going. And, you know, we just every day we won't give up. Like we're just going to keep pressing forward.
Mm, so good. What's this done? I mean, the initial battle done to your identity, and then how has God met you in your in that place to bring truth there?
Yeah, I think for so long, my identity was wrapped up in kind of what I did and, how many people I was, you know, around and a part of. And when that was taken away, I mean, I went through a few years, Susie, of depression, of just this like, oh, like this is hard. Like this is dark. And I don't even know who I am anymore. Like without being able to leave the house, it's isolation can just really, it can just affect so many different things. And, but I remember just even in the last few years, I feel like God just keeps speaking truth to me that he loves me no matter what, but like just that he's here, like he is here. And I feel like the more stories I hear of people suffering, I'm like, you know, Susie, I would never have started Bottle of Tears if I hadn't gotten Lyme disease. I would have probably been driving my child to soccer practice and going 1,000 miles an hour in every direction. And that's just not going to be my story. But at the same time, I love that I'm getting to help love other people in the midst of their suffering. And so for me, what I thought my identity was going to be was to be more of a, like, not on a stage, but just around, you know, a lot of people. And that's not been the case. But I feel like I'm able to rest in the fact that Jesus has me exactly where he wants me. And this is what he created me for.
Amen. So you did go through antibiotic treatment. You've tried foot baths. You've tried hyperbaric chambers. You've tried everything. Did anything help improve at all? Or are they just saying your strain of bacteria is resistant to help?
Yeah, I've, like you said, gone through treatments that I've never even heard of in my life. You know, definitely went the antibiotic route for about 2.5 to 3 years, and it kind of did, you know, some not great stuff to my body, because when you're getting pumped with antibiotics, it just affects you. And then went, and I've done a lot of other kind of holistic treatments. And honestly, the doctors will look at me, Susie, and just go, I'm not sure what to tell you. I mean, you hear about doctors in Washington, D.C. and New York that maybe they have the answer for people that are suffering with chronic Lyme, but it's also super expensive because your insurance doesn't pay for it. And so right now I'm kind of just in a waiting pattern of going, okay, God, I keep begging God for healing. But then at the same time, I want to continue to, you know, fight for an answer as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm just kind of in the waiting season right now.
What helps you diet-wise and supplement-wise? I'd love to know. Anything that you've noticed is just you pay for or actually does help you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for sure with diet, it's gluten, dairy, sugar-free, which is not a ton of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it takes out all of the really good food. It helps with my pain a lot of times, and I can tell that if I eat gluten or if I eat too much of one thing, then my body will for sure react immediately. In supplements, I mean, I'm sure you have this too. Like, I have a cabinet full of probably 200 different supplements that I've taken over the course, you know, of the last few years. And I wish that there was a quick, easy answer, but there just isn't. Mm-hmm. I have not found that one thing yet, or if there is one thing, I don't know.
And you're just walking it day by day and trusting Lord.
I am.
Enjoying
it's
your
what time. I keep saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one step at a time. It's like we keep telling each other, like, let's just take the next right step. And that may mean, like, right now I'm just praying, God, if there's a new doctor or if there's a new person I need to see, please just bring that person in my path. And that's kind of where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, just trusting him.
I don't know. I mean, here we're talking like you and I are on the phone and all of our friends have to listen to this, but I don't know if you've ever tried a blue-green algae or spirulina, any of those kind of green stuff. Okay, because that actually helped me in my energy to some degree way back then. So just thought I would throw that out there. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. So when you talk about praying for restoration, and again, I do that as well. Mm-hmm. What is your sense from the Lord? I mean, do you sense him saying, just not yet, continue to press in?
Yeah.
I mean, what is your sense that he's saying?
And that goes back to the Psalm 27, just to wait for the Lord. You know, I keep feeling him saying, Lindsay, wait, you know, be patient and wait for me. And at the same time, to be strong. And I feel like even in the last few weeks, Susie, just going, like, I need scripture more than I've ever needed in my life, just to constantly have it just right there in my mind. And even though, like I said before, with the Lyme disease, my brain is not functioning the way it used to, and I forget words, and things don't come as easily as they used to, but just to write out scripture and have it surrounding me, just to so I can have truth always, you know, in front of me. Mm-hmm. And that's been huge too.
I remember laying in bed one night, just, and those were tough nights, because either my kids, I had three little babies. I was bit during the pregnancy. And so once I was, three little boys who were a party waiting to happen. So either they weren't sleeping, or if they were sleeping, I so needed it. But that's when the symptoms would just go take off. I'd have a spear going through my leg, or my, dizzy spell that lasted 3 months. And I remember just throwing that prayer up every night. Thank you, God, to heal me. I've got to take care of these boys. Yeah. I want my life back so bad. And it just seemed like the heavens were silent. It just felt like he's not speaking to me right now. And I did not know what I'd done to chase him away. That's what I'd felt like. And one night, it's like he broke the silence and said, if I healed you, would you praise me? And I just said, you wouldn't be able to shut me up. I praise you till the cows come home. And he just whispered back, why is that? Is that because I'm God and I'm worthy to be praised, or because you got your way? And I'm telling you, I slipped out of bed and I had a T-shirt and boxers on. I tore my shirt in repentance. And I just realized so much of my life up to that point was about what I wanted. I'd secured my eternity, but I wanted the life that my friends had. And I just did. I just wanted the upper middle class suburban American Christian life. And it wasn't mine to have.
Yes.
And in that place, if you don't mind, God gave me this poem that I got up and wrote in my journal. I've cried all the way through it. But it was like there was a lordship thing that shifted for me, where I just said, Lord, I want this. And if you call me to this value forever, I will hate it. But I'm going to submit because my life's not my own. I've been bought with a price. And have your way. So here's my poem that I wrote. And I don't know, maybe it'll encourage you. And friends who are listening, Lindsay and I are having a conversation now. Hopefully that's okay with you. But here it goes. I've walked through many storms. My prayers were filled with tears. The enemy was so big, confirming all my fears. To a distant God, I would ever cry. Just wanting an answer, always asking why. Yet heard I not from him, nor his angels singing. 'Twas all that I could do, his robe to keep on clinging. Then suddenly one night, as I beckoned him to be, so real that I could feel him, he finally spoke to me. Said he, my daughter Susie, I'll love you with my life. No more would I ever hurt you than be the cause of your strife. You see, it's not my hand that's delivered all this pain, but it's true my hand is there to hold yours in the rain. It's something how men see me according to their need. Instead of praise and faith, they ask and beg and plead. It's something how I'm good to those whose life is fair, but to those whose life is hard, I never hear their prayer. I am a God who doesn't change with time, nor change I with the season. I don't have to explain myself nor give you detailed reason. I've given all that I could give when I gave to you my son. I emptied out myself for you as if you were the only one. What I do for you because I love you so. What I allow for you because I want you to grow. In faith, praise, and trust, you will find you are strong when demands are replaced by a faith-filled praise song. It is there you'll find peace where there once was strife, and it'll be just enough to have me in your life. I got to tell you, for me, Lindsay, that was one of those.
Can you read that? That is a beautiful. I need that.
No.
Can you please email it to me?
I indeed will.
Oh, amazing.
But I'll just say that was a place of reduction where I realized, it was the gospel plus what I wanted, and to be boiled back down. And I really sense he was saying, I'm going to tend to the desires of your heart, but not on your terms. You've got to know first and foremost. And Lindsay, I just think people who don't walk through what you've walked through maybe have their weight on some of their stuff, like it's the gospel and everything else added in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But those maybe
in
persecuted context, in chronic illness, in who've lost a spouse, you're boiled down and you realize this is what's true for all of us. It's Jesus plus nothing is everything, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I think I thought, well, I'm going to wait to ... before, before I get healed, I will just wait and then I will do whatever for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I felt the same from the Lord saying, Lindsay, no, like if you were to always feel like this, like I want you to live out of that. Like I want you to love and serve even in the midst of the grief. Like that's where I want you. Mm-hmm. And that for me too, just going, this may always be the rest of my life, and will I choose to praise his name in the midst of it, even if, even if I never feel better, or even if I'm stuck in bed for the next 40 years, or, whatever that is for whoever's out there. But I feel like at the same time, just knowing that your story's not over,
like,
and for people that are listening that feel like, my story's over. No, it's not. Like, he wants to use you in the midst of that hard, not after it's over with.
Indeed. In the midst of the hard, not after it's over with. And we're going to err on the side of faith until we see him again, because one of the benefits of Scripture says he forgives all of my sins, he heals all of my diseases, he ransoms my life from the pit, crowns me with loving compassion, satisfies my desires with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagle. So Lindsay and I and you, we need to keep praying, keep believing, and trusting that any day now we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When we come back, we're going to play a song on healing, we're going to pray, and we're going to continue our great conversation with Lindsay Wheeler. Don't go away. More when we return. Tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Honored to be talking to Lindsay Wheeler. She is a friend of Jenny Allen, as I mentioned earlier. Jenny and I were at an event behind backstage talking, and she said, "You got to meet my friend Lindsay, who battles Lyme disease and who's really birthed a ministry out of the ashes of her pain." The name of the ministry is Bottle of Tears. You go to the website bottleoftears.com, based on the passage of Scripture that says that He collects our tears in a bottle. He records them in His book. We are so precious to Him. Lindsay has this love affair with vintage bottles. And so if you or someone you love is walking through a hard time, you can look at these different choices of vintage bottles and a passage of Scripture just rolled up and tucked inside. But she also has amazing jewelry and amazing printed pieces. One that says, "It is well with my soul." Another one, "It's always darkest just before the dawn." And she would just love to encourage you. In fact, she said before the show that you listening today get a special coupon if you want to do some shopping on her website. So the coupon code when you check out of her Bottle of Tears store would be Live the Promise 20. So I'm getting the teardrop earrings. I think they're so cute. But Lindsay, as we're getting ready to wrap here, I want to play a song here in just a moment called I Am Healed. And it's actually by a church in the Twin Cities. They put out a number of albums and they're just so amazing. But before we play that, I want to know just how our listeners can be praying for you in the days ahead. I know we're going to ask God to bring healing, but anything else just in the tangibles in the everyday life?
I think strength as I continue to love my sweet little girl who's 9 years old, who has a lot of special needs, and her name's Eliana, just that God would give me the strength and endurance to love her well, even in her season, because it takes a lot of energy. And so I think that would probably be my biggest prayer request. And we're also going to be moving to a new house in 2 weeks. And so just strength.
And that's no small thing.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't even really thought about it until I just said it. So yes, that is not a small thing. But at the same time, when you've gone through stuff like this, you know this too, Susie, you just don't sweat the small stuff anymore. So things like moving just aren't really that big a deal anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you can't carry it. It's too much. So, all right, well, let's listen to this song. And Lindsay, I just pray personally for you that you sit back and let this thing just pour over you. It is just one that I go to it time and time again. What do you think of that song, Lindsay?
I love that. Sickness, you have no power here.
Chaos, you have to leave. Well, as we wrap up, I normally ask the guests to pray, but I want to pray for you. Is that okay?
Thank you, Susie. I would love that. Mm.
Well, Father in heaven, we thank you that you're a good, good God, and that we do walk through valleys of the shadow. And in this world, we do have trouble, but you are a healer. You are a healer, and we trust you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are good, your promises are true, and you always make a way. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you cut off this curse of affliction. I pray you go to the depths of Lindsay's body and bring healing and wholeness, that every system in her body would support life and health in Jesus' name. I pray every system, God, would work towards healing, and there'd be no confusion, no disorder, no chaos in her body. I pray you'd heal her from the top of her head to the tips of her toes, and not only that you'd restore every lost day and moment that enemy stole from her. I thank you that there'll be a day that we'll dance together and we'll eat deep dish pizza together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Susie. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
So good to meet you, and thank you for joining us today.
What an honor to be on here. Mm. Yes.
And friends, check out her website, bottleoftears.com. Come what may, my faith will stand. Well, I sure hope you found some encouragement here today. You're not alone in your suffering. God is with you. We're in this together. And I believe it with all my heart because I've been praying every day. Breakthroughs are a coming. So don't give up hope. You'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We'll meet you back here next time.